Rituals of Light by Meg Cox. The holidays at this time of the year have light as their central theme. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and Advent all feature the daily lighting of candles. Winter solstice on December 21st is connected most directly of all to the pure celebration of light. Focusing on light, instead of presents and trees and cards and parties, what do you mean that the face of a child, or even a grown-up, lights up? That is a look that can never be faked. That face is not what you see when someone responds to a gift with a mechanical thank you. No, a face that lights up expresses pure, potent, spontaneous joy, the sort of joy this season is really about. But I feel like there should be even more light in our holiday season. Where is the light that comes from within and not outside? If Jesus is the light of the world, if light is the symbol of good and peace and justice and all the things that matter most, then could we maybe celebrate this time of year by finding a way to share our own light with the world? If what is best about each of us could be thought of as our personal light, maybe we should take a minute and think about what our gifts are and how and where we can shine them. I'm starting considering what to teach the kids in my Sunday school class in mid-December. We were going to follow the curriculum sitting in our classroom in the church basement, studying the, quote, meaning, close quotes, of Christmas. But I asked myself, what would it mean to let these children shine their light? What if the lesson weren't in the books, but out in the world? What if we three teachers arranged to take our small class of second, third, and fourth graders to visit a nursing home or rehab hospital, to pass out candy canes and let the children read their favorite Christmas stories aloud to the elderly or sick? I'm talking to some facilities near our church about this pre-Christmas visit. I can't wait to see the children light up some faces, including their own. I can also see applying this insight at home and creating a new family ritual. It occurs to me that an awful lot of New Year's resolutions are about quitting bad habits, which isn't the most positive way to start a new year. What if we all sat around the table and each of us lit a candle? We could vow to add in the coming year to the forces of light in the world and fight the forces of darkness. We could end with one or two specific promises of ways in which we'll shine our individual lights, use our specific talents to make a better world, not just a slimmer waistline. At this complicated time of year, let us revel in the simplest truths. Let us search for the light, all kinds of genuine light, and shine our own. Here is a family Advent ritual from Rachel Koppel, San Diego, making and sharing our own candles. At a craft shop, purchase flat sheets of beeswax in various colors to make rolled candles. This is so simple that even small children can make perfectly serviceable candles in an hour. I look forward each year to making candles for our own Advent wreath and to give to friends and relatives as a pre-Advent gift. This is a good beginning to the time of waiting and preparation. I feel a special spiritual connection when I light these candles, knowing that others are lighting candles I have made for them.